Hey, Wojo here. One of my guilty pleasures. I love eating dips, delicious herbs and spices. Dip. Nudies. Dip.
Ooh.
Delicious.
I'm gonna massage my cum.
Dip.
You go, my brother.
Dip. Herbs and spices. Dip. I can't stop eating it. Delicious.
Well, somehow it's Monday again, and here we are. All right, we're going to get to the Tigers momentarily, because I have what I deem to be the only thing you can take out of these fake little wins. You know, like after you're out of it, what can you take it out of it? I'll tell you. And I don't know if you'll like it, but it's my best attempt at being friendly on a Monday. I received some very interesting news. We're only going to do this for a couple of minutes. But, you know, you don't realize what a difference you can make in this silly job. And even further, it is just proof positive that I have done more for David's church than he himself has done.
So we really do it.
I received a report from David's aunt, who I'm friends with. And she was out and about town this weekend, and she had on some merch from the Greater Life Church on Tyerman Avenue. You can get to their merch store anytime you want at ourlifeisgreaterthanyours.com. The point is, she had on church garb, and she was stopped by a total stranger, and they said, "Miss, I know that church, because that's the church Mike talks about in the afternoon show." And David, my question was this, you know, I know you're into saving souls, but see, I put butts in the seats. I think that's what this is about. I think I put asses in the pew. And the question just becomes, does this news today that I have done more for marketing for Greater Life than you've ever done, does that bother you or do you consider that a blessing?
I don't know what to think of it. Well, David, I have no idea what to think of it.
Because, you know the Bible verse, "Go ye therefore and put butts in the seats."
Put asses in the pews, y'all.
Hey, the woman didn't say, "You know what? I've seen them on YouTube." Or,
right. Your scripture was so meaningful to me. No.
None of that.
That guy on the ticket talks about that place. Yes, I do. Factually. David, I think it sends shockwaves through the church.
It does. I'm
more impactful than your uncle.
Greater Life and horses. That's what Mike Valenti's all about. It's like Maryland.
Getting crab cakes. That's what we do. David, it was a wonderful way to start my week, knowing that I've had that amount of impact. Now, how can people seriously get to the merchandise store? Is it at ourlifeisbetterthanyours.com?
.net, yeah, sure.
.org.
Yeah, right.
My God is better than yours.net. Is there a merch store? That's the other thing I had to ask you. You've never offered us Greater Life Church gear. Kenny would love a free t-shirt.
You want a free t-shirt?
Well, he did wear the God Begotten.
He did wear that. You're right about that. One day we'll all have Greater Life shirts on.
Drinking be drinking. I mean, come on.
But is it Tuesday yet?
David, it made my week to know that I've had a positive impact on the good people down there.
Yeah, it was.
No one's ever come up to you and said, "Hey."
That's what I'm saying. No one's ever come up to me. I've had stuff on. Nothing. Nope. Yeah, you know, I've heard you on there talking about that. Nope. They've heard Mike talk about the shirt.
You're the guy Mike. Who prayed and got Cade here.
Doesn't matter.
So we start out on a positive. Now, let's get into this. So the Tigers take 2 or 3 from the Yankees, mainly because Clay Holmes
I thought you were going to tell me your next infomercial on Sunday morning.
Write the check.
Mike Valenti's here for you.
The Prayer Network, right. Like Dionne Warwick used to do.
A little church, a little Italian cooking, a little horse breakdown.
All right, time out. Before I get to the Tigers, see, now I got to ask about
Let that Holy Ghost language come up.
Go ahead.
Bam! No, I have a serious question. Now, you and David are extreme men of faith, which is respectable and commendable. But you have to be offended by some of the infomercial things that have taken place in the religious sphere, correct?
Oh, it's...
Like, I'll send you prayer beads if you send me 10 grand, and instead a Lego shows up.
Oh, my...
Like, that's wrong. That's not right.
No, it is.
Not even I would execute that caper. That's ridiculous.
It's so offensive, it's funny. Like, okay. Wow. There's a special condominium being built for you in hell right now.
Okay, good.
Exactly. You don't have to stand in the line. Oh, no. That's that bishop. Come on.
Let them through.
They got TSA clear. Just come all the way through the line, and right there.
And
I've seen water, but the funniest one I ever saw was the handprint. You could buy the pastor's handprint and lay it upon yourself.
That's how David funds Michigan's NIL.
I thought it was vacuum cleaners.
No, he's got a print. He's got a print of something else.
I have a big one.
Spanking, spanking, spanking.
You can buy a new plaster cast. All right.
That's a whole nother thing.
That's
there.
A whole problem. Woo! No, it just, listen, I wondered. I
mean, it's so ridiculous.
I wonder if
it's one of those things like you just call up your friends, but hey, quick, if you're up, turn to this channel.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like the phone call I got from you over the weekend.
Yes. Are you hearing this?
Right. And it's like, what?
Yeah. We'll leave that alone. We'll keep positive vibes going. I want to do it.
He had a point. No, he didn't.
A bad one. I know if I do it, it'll upset certain people here, so I'll just leave it alone.
No, it's you can hear it on the,
no,
the,
you
the
can't.
Rewind on the weekend.
Nope, you don't want to. let me, now, just to put a button on this, and then we will get into the Tigers. And then we got Lions to get to, lots of stuff today. But, David, from a factual standpoint now, that boosted my resume. If there is an afterlife, that is a boost, right?
Well, I don't know, but
increasing public profile of church in a good way has to be a boost to my resume.
I think it boosted your street cred.
I'll take it.
Yeah. So you yeah.
Well, Ryan did just text in saying Hatch is going to be sent down to the church minor league equivalent if Mike keeps showing up like he does.
Right. David's a double-A pastor. Call it what it is. You need more reps. Your Corinthians is a little rough.
Yeah.
7 errors in the first 12 sermons. It's a problem. Can you imagine if David got sent to the minors?
Right.
He's at a church in Independence, Mississippi. He's gone. Can't come back to Detroit ever.
Like David, it was 12 disciples, not 18.
I thought it was going to be 16. Playoffs.
Can you name the 12 disciples? Bama, Georgia.
I wonder if...
Woo! Couple ticket texts, and I want to get to the Tigers because I think I can spin. I can take my spite for a team winning when it's too late, and I can spin it into a positive. I think I will try. David with a few texts, and then I want to sell you this pen to you and David and Kenny and you the people about the Tigers' little hot streak here, which hasn't gotten them any closer to Kansas City. Sorry, it hasn't.
Comeback Cats.
Right. Shout out Clay Holmes, a.k.a. Wet Garbage, 10th blown save of the year. David, ticket text coming in.
This segment is hilarious, Mike. Don't ever change, bruh. Bishop Don, Magic Mike, Marcus. That is from Marcus.
Does your church ever, I don't know what stature I'd have to arrive at. Now, I assume if this exists, your uncle has earned it. Do you offer any of the chalices like Don Juan used to carry around, a.k.a. Indiana Jones, Holy Grail edition? Where they certain you grab the wrong one and you turn into a skeleton? Do you offer chalices?
No, but
is there a points club? Like for people who donate a lot to the church, do you have a rewards program? Could I get a replica chalice?
No. Oh,
why?
With greater life written in on.
Bedazzled? Bejeweled? Mm. Bespeckled? I don't know. I'm just. If you donate, if you donate, remember how when they knocked down Tiger Stadium and they sold the seats, could I get a commemorative pew if I donate enough money? A plaque?
Oh.
Like Jim Harbaugh was the Ira Smitherman head coach, University of Michigan. This pew presented by But Mike and Rico.
Or, yeah, here's
like
the thing.
Like a plaque.
Or you can get the cup with, like, pieces of the original building glued to the cup.
There. Yes. Yes. You. Okay, hold on. If you go to your uncle and ask, can we start a rewards club?
I can't
club?
Believe I'm helping him right now.
Because, I was wondering what's going on
because
here.
Because what do people like? They like freebies. So if David is able to increase fundraising to the church, why couldn't there be a rewards club? Like, hey, you donated a bunch. Here's a blender.
David,
what's the problem?
Okay, it's blasphemous, but I want this man in the pulpit at your church. Why? Okay, communion, we have four different types of bread, okay? You can go with the standard or
ciabatta.
I got a nice ciabatta, little Parmesan on it.
Oh, my God.
What if we did church bread bowls?
And it's warm. Got to get it while it's hot.
Has to be. Think about it.
David, got a little sourdough.
What, like, you know, when you
for
go
those
to
who got, you know, gluten allergies, here's a little sourdough for you.
Go to a great restaurant. They have an elite bread bowl. We could do bread bowl communion, and we only offer it one service a week. I know a couple guys in the baking space. We'll get them down there piping hot.
You know what?
We little got a little Paisano loaf for everybody.
Got a little dip for you in case
yes.
you
want. Yeah. You a go. Little olive oil. A little balsamic. We'll put olive oil bowls out.
We're working our way towards a sandwich is what we're doing right now. This is exciting.
The Greater Life Church Sandwich Club.
This is how you bring me into religion. If I never was interested before, but now.
If you donate all four Sundays of the calendar month, you get a sandwich.
It's like a sub of the month, like you punch the card.
Four punches.
We'll call it Holy Subs and Sides.
Someone's texting in, when do we get Disciple Expansion? The TV networks are calling for it.
They are. We could do a Disciple Draft.
It actually was a Disciple Expansion.
It was.
All right. My point is.
Someone else is saying David is a five-tool preacher.
My point is, only one of us has raised the profile of David's church. Me. And I'm very proud of that. They're good people down there. And I am scared of your uncle.
You know what, David?
But his uncle's very...
You don't have to be.
Your uncle's intimidating.
For those out there in the listening land, you know what, David? You know what Mikey is? He's the modern-day 2024 Saul.
Yeah, you're right. You're like, right.
Call Saul?
You're right.
Bob no, Odenkirk?
Not Call Saul. Oh, no, not no, Call Saul. No.
Nope, you are the modern-day.
This is an insult, isn't it?
It
no.
is not an insult.
No.
Right. He ended up becoming one of the most powerful men in church.
I'm in.
He Done. Changed his name from Saul to Paul.
I'm in.
That would be you.
All right. I have what I think we can take out of the Tigers winning and a Scooble update that frustrates me even more. Not because the team's wrong either. I'll explain. We'll do it next. 97.1.
Wonder if
all right so I want to talk about the Tigers and don't turn the channel, just hear me out on this. I think there are just two distinctly different types of fans. I think those that there are idiots and then there are not idiots, and it really is just this line of delineation. Now I have one way I approach sports. I get very bitter and angry when I don't feel teams do everything in their power to win. And once they have, through their own action or inaction, arrived at a point where I'm not going to get a postseason out of it or joy out of it, I really don't care what they will do. It's like the scene in Wedding Crashers. Just kindly leave. You're done. I don't want to hear from you. Now, the Tigers this past week, past 10 days, if you want to be accurate, have gotten hot. They've played a really nice, 10-game set. You go 6-4, you play 600 ball. It's good baseball. Sweep the Mariners, take two or three from the Yankees. I loved the Little League presentation last night. I did. No, I'm not talking about your normal TV coverage. I'm talking about the fact the game was in Williamsport, and it was fun.
I was wondering where you were going with this.
It was fun. Every time a ball got hit and put in play, it sounded like a gunshot. Like, it was great, and it was cool for the kids, and I love that. Didn't love the game because, I'm not lying to you. I'm a Yankee fan. You can have Clay Holmes. I digress. This team, it's too late. Now, what we're seeing lately is you're getting this. This is where the idiots come out. Oh, the kids, the cardiac cats. And I go, yeah. Yeah, where were they earlier? Why did I have to look at Javi Baez all year? Why do I look at the McKinstrys all year? Why did Mark Canna sit here all year? Why did you do this to us? Why was Akil Badu in the backseat of my car? Now, here's the positive I will take out of all of this. The winning doesn't do anything for the playoffs. You're 8.5 out of the wild card, and with so few games left, unless Kansas City somehow won like 5 games the rest of the year, you're not catching them. The only positive, Rico, is if they play well enough that they force this godforsaken owner and GM to spend money, then I will smile. Because all of this, this is what happens after you die.
Yeah.
Their season died.
Well,
now the announcement today, by the way, for all the idiots, and there are plenty, who are sitting there touching their chandelier because the team showed up in a 10-game set after tanking the 10 games prior, Tarek Skubal is going to make his last start on regular rest right now. They're ramping him down. Mm-hmm. He's blown through an innings limit. He'll get 6-7 days off of pop because they don't want him starting. Why? The games are useless.
They're telling you without telling you.
Right.
We're not in this.
So please, I don't want to hear anything about anything as it pertains to the kids, because these are the same kids we waited all year for. And if you had supplemented the kids by spending money, we wouldn't be here. We'd be on the air, Rico would have no pants on, and we'd be scoreboard watching about a wild card chase, because there is no life. You will sell me that the addition of a Matt Chapman or the addition of a Bellinger or the addition of human beings that don't hurt the team from winning wouldn't have you 4, 5, 6 games better, i.e. in the thick of a race.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're scoreboard watching multiple teams.
Right.
Okay, this team lost and this team lost. That just helped us because we won this game. We're one step closer to that final wild card spot. You may not be further from the truth, Mike. I didn't want to mention this in pre-show, but if this team can ball out in their last 40-some games that they have to play, and even if they won't make it, if you hold Scott Harris to his word, he said, I'm not going to start to spend
until the core is there. Okay.
And that means if they go out there and they go on some miraculous run, and let's just say they finish out 25-15. I don't know how many games they have left.
You're in the range.
Right. Then you have your core and you have no more excuses, because that was the one thing that you kept kicking that can on.
Right.
Core's not ready. This would tell you
core is ready. Like Parker
core
Meadows.
Core is there. Let's add to it. Let's get rid of dead weight. And we bring in bodies that can help this team. The bodies that we all begged for in the offseason this previous year, he would have no reason not to go out and do this, Mike.
And if it means we get to put them on Main Street, offseason, buy out Baez, no excuses. Buy out Maeda, no excuses. $50 million in added payroll, multiple bats, a legitimate arm. Because here's the other thing. They've already shown you they're going to slow roll every player. And they're going to play with the service time.
Right.
Jackson Job next year won't break camp. And even if he does, you're lucky if you get 100 innings out of him. It's going to be exciting, but he ain't going to be here. Max Clark ain't going to be here. McGonagall ain't going to be here. So here's the deal. All right, you want me to be all pumped up about the team winning games when it's too late for me to care about winning games? Cool. Rico's nailed it. I will be pumped up because then we get to turn the hibachi on.
Yeah.
All winter long.
And you don't even have to be like the Royals and go out there and spend a ton, but you have to spend.
Oh, no.
You gotta do something.
I want them to
spend. That'd be nice if they went the full Royals. But if you spent a total...
League average payroll, Rico.
I understand. But let's just say you're cheap. So you spent an extra...
30?
Yeah.
After buyouts? That's not going to cut it. You're going to need a $15 million pitcher. You're going to need
$50 million on, and maybe get 3 players.
I like it. 50?
Yes. Yeah.
Done. In. And you're still $30 million below league.
Two position players and a pitcher.
And you got to buy out Baez and Maeda. Agree?
Ding.
Okay, bell's gone. The point is, If you want me to be pumped up about it, that's fine. But if you want to do this crap where you think, oh, my God, we're going to the World Series next year, not without ownership support and not without Scott Harris getting involved in the offseason. Can't be $12.5 million on Mark Canha. Can't be $13 million on Kenta Maeda. And it can't be another one of these pitchers that I'm more interested in selling than signing. Show me. And I don't want to hear for a second we can't block players. Players that aren't here. You mean block Jace Young, who didn't come up until mid-August? Who cares? By the time Young came up, team was dead. So, yeah, okay. You want me to be pumped? There we are. Win. Win a lot. And force your owner and GM to get off their ass and do something. I'm tired of waiting. It's the 10th year now without the playoffs. I'm tired of waiting. I will get excited when I get to watch real baseball.
Mm-hmm. But this is what Scott said, and I'm going to hold the man at his word. Once we get our core ready, he came on the, and then I'll worry about spending. And well, get ready, get the checkbook ready, do some wrist exercises because you're going to start writing checks
and
people,
honestly,
and you're going to get rid of some dead weight on this team and turn this into a legitimate baseball
I said
team.
This a week ago, I'll say it again, and it's not hyperbole, and I'm not doing like hot take stuff. I'd shut Scooble down. There's no reason to pitch him. God forbid if something happened here in the last month of the season, he'd be dead all next year.
I'm with you.
I don't understand. Well, we're gonna give him more rest between starts. That's like being half pregnant.
I would have basically yesterday would have been the last time only because of the novelty, because it was in Cooperstown, not Cooperstown. It was Williamsport. Yes. We're going to do this for the networks, for the TV, because everybody's watching. We're going to showcase. We're going to show our best pitcher. And then after that, you can go ahead and take an extended vacation on us because we don't need you because we're not in this.
He's the single most important player you have on the pitching staff. He's the anchor. You didn't want to trade him. You're probably going to try to sign him. God help you. Do not let anything happen the last 7 weeks here. There's no purpose.
Because this would, Mike, on Friday while you were gone, we were talking about the meaningless games and how nobody wanted to see any of the Lions players in preseason games because what if they get hurt?
Yeah.
Right there.
For a pitcher, I agree.
Yeah.
Hitters, I don't just because there's, again, if it's Ronald Acuna off second base blowing his ACL, yeah, but like, you know, pitchers, it's one pitch from gone for 18 months.
And that's why, yeah, you're out of it. Go shut him down, work on some long-term deals, send him on a vacation. Everybody will be happy.
So here's the deal. You want us to be excited about winning? Great. We're doing it with a purpose so that we can go onion volcano on this team all winter demanding they act like they care. Other than that, this is just, I actually feel very spiteful towards winning when it's too late. It's like when the Giants started winning games for no reason. Stop it. Just kindly leave.
Oh, man. You're a Giant.
Just say it. I know what you want to say.
It wasn't Daniel Jones' best day. I'll leave it at that.
The Valenti and Rico Show is presented by Femininio Law. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com.
All right, David. So we've tried to figure out a way to not be Latte Larry, Mocha Joe, spite about Tigers winning after it's too late. I've given you the way. I could be happy about the winning because it's going to allow this radio show to powerbomb the owner and GM into spending money. And if they don't, then their words were hollow. Because if they win, it means the core is here. Look, Cole Keith is an all-star hitter. He's terrible as a second baseman, but whatever. He's an all-star hitter. Riley Green is superb. After that, I'm not ready to crown anyone. I know Parker Meadows will be here because his value intrinsically, defensively, you can hit him ninth if he can't ever learn to hit. Now, beyond that, I mean, you can't make a determination on Young. You can't make a determination on most anybody. So it's just this idea of, all right, if they get hot, if it's the kids propelling them, then if it's not now, then when? Because I'll say it again. I have no problem you wanted to keep Scooble, but you got to get good, real good, while you have them. I mean, it has to be now. Otherwise, you're entering the final year of his contract. Or even worse, you're going to sign him, do nothing, and continue to waste a Cy Young caliber arm. So that's where I'm at. Good. Win games. I don't care. They played a Cubs who stink. They played a White Sox who stink. Go win. You're not making the wild card. But if it gets your owner to wake up and it gets Scott Harris to do something meaningful, I'm in. David, what do people have to say on the ticket text? Let's hear it.
Mike, if Harris sold us on blocking guys last year, he's 100% doubling down. Blocking guys is a good thing, though, because that means we have good players we can possibly trade later for guys and things that we need.
Okay, so what is your reaction if they have another offseason like last offseason? Let's say they finish the year. I thought they'd win 85 games to start the year. I don't think they'll get there, but let's say they win 82. Let's say they're 82 and 80. They get hot. The kids play well, right? Riley's coming back up. Fine. If they have the same offseason they had last year, what's your reaction? How can we take this guy seriously?
You can't.
You can't. You're right. You can't.
Because if they get hot, once again, I'm going to use your words against you, Scott. You've said once the core is ready, then you'll go out and spend, but you're not going to spend until they're ready. If this team gets hot and they're doing this without playing Scooble in the regular rotation, then you're forced to go out and add some bats. And that's it. I'm not saying you need to add $100 million in payroll, okay? But I do want to see you go out and get the 2025 equivalent of Chapman. I want to see you go out and get somebody who can help out these young players and aid to them winning, who has a positive war, who doesn't literally hurt your team every time they play.
Buy out Baez.
And I was going to say, get rid of the dead weight.
Schedule is awful approaching for the Tigers. Make them take you seriously. If you keep winning, it's still possible to make noise.
All right, so make noise. Do the math. What are they, 60 and 63? Is that right?
Something like that, yep.
All right, so what, 123 games? You got 39 games left. You want to go 25 and 14? My point is 25 and 14 and you still don't make it. You'll still be 3-4 games off the pace of the Royals. What's the noise? I mean, you literally would have to go 22 and 10.
Yeah, 25 and 14 will just upset you because you'll think of all those games you gave up when you didn't give run support to Olsen.
But it won't upset me because it will put me in a position where I can go on the air and hold the hand of my audience and say, let's walk together on this. You didn't want to follow my plan last year. Are you ready to do this now?
Yeah. You'll think of all the games you lost 1-0 earlier in the year. 2-1. Yeah, you'll think of the bias base running error and extra innings. You'll think of all of that stuff.
Let's go to Robert. He's been hanging, and we'll see what he's got to say. Robert, how you doing on a Monday? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing well, but I kind of want to give you a little bit of a depressing scenario.
Okay.
I don't think Harvey Baez is going anywhere. I don't think Maeda is going anywhere. And even if Sweeney just goes absolutely nuts and he tears the cover off the ball with an 850 OPS, they're going to sell Baez on he can play multiple positions. He's still good on defense, even though he's not.
Yeah.
He's 100% not. And Maeda, they'll say, oh, he's still got the capability of, you know, being that player who, you know, can do something and he's got 1 year left on the deal. They've proven themselves as the Oakland Athletics, and I really don't – like Rico mentioned, like, hey, take him at his word. No, I don't like because of the fact that I don't listen to what people say. I listen to what they do, and what they've shown me over the past is that they're the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah, I mean, Robert, that's my whole point, though, is you're right, and if the things you say are true, then I have no reason to take them seriously. Not as a World Series caliber team.
Well, and also on top of that, they showed no willingness, which I agree with you. I'm fine with the fact that they didn't trade Scooble. But it's the fact that they didn't really try. They said, hey, he's slightly out there. But they were like, we have no interest. There was nothing that was going to be out there for us. Which means they weren't really looking.
No, Robert, I agree with you. My point is, what I'm not going to do is do pom-pom radio for a team that's still not over 500. Yes, they've had a good 10 days. And the 10 days before it, they were horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It has to lead to something. It has to lead to a Scooble extension. It has to lead to Harvey being gone. It has to lead to this owner stepping up to the plate, and better yet, Scott Harris demanding it.
Yeah, it has to lead to real hope.
And let's just go win.
Yeah, just some legitimately, okay, you know what? We're going to write this year off, but next year will not be a wash, rinse, repeat of this year.
You get to a point like, dude, you've been out of the playoffs for a decade. At a minimum, we know you're trying. It's time to expedite it.
You want the feeling, different sport, but you want the feeling of the Lions when they beat the Packers in the final game. They didn't make the playoffs, but you felt good about the team that maybe they've turned the corner.
I think that's what I like about the NFL is just there's no scenario you get to just sit around and do nothing.
No.
Sport doesn't work that way.
No, either you're buying or you're selling. Yeah, you're right.
Let's go to Robert, 97.1. Rob, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. Love the show. Love the show. You know, it all comes down, and I'm not, you know, it's not a hot take at all. You guys have done a great job with it. It really just comes down to the ownership. The division is there for the taking. If you just open up the checkbook, there's 60 million below league average payroll-wise, which is embarrassing. I get it. We're not, like, it's not a small market like Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati, and it's not New York, but it's somewhere in the middle. So it's just embarrassing, and it's frustrating, and
it's even worse when you factor in you've got one of the seven wealthiest owners in the sport.
Correct. Yeah. And I mean, hey, there's an old adage like the first generation makes the money. The second generation, you know, they just kind of, you know, have it. And then the third generation just kind of just, you know, blows it all away. And this owner doesn't, he's never had skin in the game, so to speak. He's been born into wealth. So it's a hobby for him. So
yeah, and again, if it's a hobby you don't enjoy, and if it's a hobby you don't make money at, someone will come along and take it from you. Hell, if I got to read about Bezos bidding on my Celtics, here, may I interest you in the Tigers? They're on the clearance rack. Here, Jeff, float into town on your spaceship. I don't care. I just want to win.
No, 100%, 100%. And the shame of it is, too, is I actually think now that there are some coaches in the minor leagues that actually are developing some hitters. I do actually believe that, which is you know, I mean, there was Travis Fryman and then Curtis Granderson, I think, was the all-star gap in positional players. Pitchers, no problem at all.
No, I agree. You know, but ultimately, it has to lead to something. And any anger, it just is born of frustration of doing 10 years of radio without a playoff baseball team. And I do believe in my heart they could have made the playoffs this year had they approached this differently. And I don't really think it would have greatly altered their future. It wouldn't have hurt anyone. So if they're going to get hot towards the end, like they did last year, fine. But the pressure has to be ratcheted up by you, the customer. That's reality. All right, let's turn our attention to football. This will be Rico's chance to make fun of Dan Jones, and I'm here for it. So, David, hit the button.
I think it tells you I'm right. They're pushing the envelope. I'm going to watch this team. Can I just say pass?
In Football Today, brought to you by Hungry Howie's Flavored Crust Pizza.
Well, there is a lot of quarterback news out there. Some people being named starters.
Uh-huh.
And people not being named starters, we'll start in New York. Let's start with Daniel Jones because he looked like a rookie out there. He looked really, really bad.
That throw out of the end zone should be etched on his tombstone. And I don't even value preseason. But if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's in fact a duck. All Daniel Jones has done since walking in the league is be stupid. And whether he's got an ACL intact or a C7 vertebra cracked, he's stupid. And he continued to be stupid this weekend. So I hear, go ahead. Like, I'm going to defend it? I'm just glad he grew a beard so I don't have to, his face isn't completely blank.
David, I'm going to say three words when it comes to Daniel Jones this game. And especially that throw in the end zone. Mistakes were made.
That throw in the end zone is something a rookie doesn't do.
Mistakes were made.
Throw the ball away.
Take the safety. You know what? Seriously. Take the safety because in that time, two is actually greater than six.
Here's your
instead
critical
of giving
question.
Up six, just give them two. and we'll hit the reset button.
Here's your critical question for Rico's receipts right now. Does Daniel Jones finish the season as the New York Giants starting quarterback?
No.
Yes, because I don't see who you have behind him.
Hard to start when you're in a wheelchair. I'll say no.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Because of injuries, or I thought he was just going to get pulled?
Because of anything. He blows, or he's brittle. It doesn't matter.
If he's injuries, okay. But I'm thinking if he doesn't get injured, he's your quarterback. Because
is he?
Yeah. Because Tommy Cutlets. All right.
David?
In no way can it be Tommy Cutlets. No.
Okay.
Jesus, man.
All right.
All right, let's get to this. A couple people were just named starters for their team. One, Gardner Minshew. He was named QB1 for the Raiders.
It's a no-brainer. He led a team to the playoffs last year. He's gutsy. He's a leader. People follow him. And let's face it, your other option was Aiden O'Connell.
Hey, I was rooting for Aiden O'Connell.
Go to hell.
I thought that he was a fan favorite in Las Vegas. They liked him because he was try-hard guy, and he fit the Raider mystique. And, you know, but, yeah, in the end, I don't think it's going to matter. I think they're going to end up platooning both QBs throughout the season.
I think the Raiders could be a playoff team, and Rico's on crack. Keep it going.
The other quarterback that was named a starter, and this was just minutes ago, Jaden Daniels was named a starter in Washington. Did they have any other choice?
I was going to say, who's the backup?
Exactly.
Are they going to bring back Mark Rippon?
I think the thing I get scared about for him is the weapons are great. The scheme is great with Kingsbury calling the plays. I'm just so scared that O-line.
The Valenti and Rico Show is presented by Femininio Law. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com.
All right, David. So we've tried to figure out a way to not be Latte Larry Mocha Joe's fight about Tigers winning after it's too late. I've given you the way. I could be happy about the winning because it's going to allow this radio show to powerbomb the owner and GM into spending money. And if they don't, then their words were hollow. Because if they win, it means the core is here. Look, Colt Keith is an all-star hitter. He's terrible as a second baseman, but whatever. He's an all-star hitter. Riley Green is superb. After that, I'm not ready to crown anyone. I know Parker Meadows will be here because his value intrinsically, defensively, you can hit him ninth if he can't ever learn to hit. Now, beyond that, I mean, you can't make a determination on Young. You can't make a determination on most anybody. So it's just this idea of, all right, if they get hot, if it's the kids propelling them, then if it's not now, then when? Because I'll say it again. I have no problem you wanted to keep Scooble, but you got to get good, real good, while you have him. I mean, it has to be now. Otherwise, you're entering the final year of his contract. Or even worse, you're going to sign him, do nothing, and continue to waste a Cy Young caliber arm. So that's where I'm at. Good. Win games. I don't care. They play the Cubs who stink. They play the White Sox who stink. Go win. You're not making the wild card. But if it gets your owner to wake up and it gets Scott Harris to do something meaningful, I'm in. David, what do people have to say on the ticket text? Let's hear it.
Mike, if Harris sold us on blocking guys last year, he's 100% doubling down. Blocking guys is a good thing, though, because that means we have good players we can possibly trade later for guys and things that we need.
Okay, so what is your reaction if they have another offseason like last offseason? Let's say they finish the year. I thought they'd win 85 games to start the year. I don't think they'll get there, but let's say they win 82. Let's say they're 82-80. They get hot. The kids play well, right? Riley's coming back up. Fine. If they have the same offseason they had last year, what's your reaction? How can we take this guy seriously?
You can't.
You can't. You're right. You can't.
Because if they get hot, once again, I'm going to use your words against you, Scott. You've said once the core is ready, then you'll go out and spend, but you're not going to spend until they're ready. If this team gets hot and they're doing this without playing Scooble in the regular rotation, then you're forced to go out and add some bats. And that's it. I'm not saying you need to add $100 million in payroll, okay? But I do want to see you go out and get the 2025 equivalent of Chapman. I want to see you go out and get somebody who can help out these young players and aid to them winning, who has a positive war, who doesn't literally hurt your team every time they play.
Buy out Baez.
And I was going to say, get rid of the dead weight.
Schedule is awful approaching for the Tigers. Make them take you seriously. If you keep winning, it's still possible to make noise.
All right, so make noise. Do the math. What are they, 60 and 63? Is that right?
Something like that, yep.
All right, so what, 123 games? You got 39 games left. You want to go 25 and 14? You think
no
you're
way.
You, no, my point is 25 and 14 and you still don't make it. You'll still be 3-4 games off the pace of the Royals. What's the noise? I mean, you literally would have to go 22 and 10.
Yeah, 25 and 14 will just upset you because you'll think of all those games you gave up when you didn't give run support to Olsen.
But it won't upset me because it will put me in a position where I can go on the air and hold the hand of my audience and say, let's walk together on this. You didn't want to follow my plan last year. Are you ready to do this now?
Yeah. You'll think of all the games you lost 1-0 earlier in the year, 2-1. Yeah, you'll think of the bias, base running error, and extra innings. You'll think of all of that.
Let's go to Robert. He's been hanging, and we'll see what he's got to say. Robert, how you doing on a Monday? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing well, but I kind of want to give you a little bit of a depressing scenario.
Okay.
I don't think Harvey Baez is going anywhere. I don't think Maeda is going anywhere. And even if Sweeney just goes absolutely nuts and he tears the cover off the ball with an 850 OPS, they're going to sell Baez on he can play multiple positions. He's still good on defense, even though he's not.
Yeah.
He's 100% not. And Maeda, they'll say, oh, he's still got the capability of, you know, being that player who, you know, can do something and he's got 1 year left on the deal. They've proven themselves as the Oakland Athletics, and I don't. Like Rico mentioned, like, hey, take him at his word. No, I don't like because of the fact that I don't listen to what people say. I listen to what they do, and what they've shown me over the past is that they're the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah, I mean, Robert, that's my whole point, though, is you're right. And if the things you say are true, then I have no reason to take them seriously. Not as a World Series caliber team.
Well, and also on top of that, they showed no willingness, which I agree with you. I'm fine with the fact that they didn't trade Skubal. But it's the fact that they didn't really try. They said, hey, he's slightly out there. But they were like, we have no interest. There was nothing that was going to be out there for us, which means they weren't really looking.
No, I, Robert, I agree with you. My point is, what I'm not going to do is do pom-pom radio for a team that's still not over 500. Yes, they've had a good 10 days. And the 10 days before it, they were horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It has to lead to something. It has to lead to a Skubal extension. It has to lead to Harvey being gone. It has to lead to this owner stepping up to the plate, and better yet, Scott Harris demanding it.
Yeah, it has to lead to real hope.
Let's go win.
Yeah, just some legitimately, okay, you know what? We're going to write this year off, but next year will not be a wash, rinse, repeat of this year.
You get to a point like, dude, you've been out of the playoffs for a decade. At a minimum, we know you're trying. It's time to expedite it.
You want the feeling, different sport, but you want the feeling of the Lions when they beat the Packers in the final game. They didn't make the playoffs, but you felt good about the team that maybe they've turned the corner.
I think that's what I like about the NFL is just there's no scenario you get to just sit around and do nothing.
No.
Sport doesn't work that way.
No, either you're buying or you're selling. Yeah, you're right.
Let's go to Robert, 97.1. Rob, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. Love the show. You know, it all comes down, and I'm not, you know, it's not a hot take at all. You guys have done a great job with it. It really just comes down to the ownership. The division is there for the taking. If you just open up the checkbook, there's 60 million below league average payroll wise, which is embarrassing. I get it. We're not like, it's not a small market like Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati, and it's not New York, but it's somewhere in the middle. So it's just embarrassing and it's frustrating. And
it's even worse when you factor in you've got one of the seven wealthiest owners in the sport.
Correct. Yeah. And I mean, hey, there's an old adage like the first generation makes the money. The second generation, you know, they just kind of, you know, have it. And then the third generation just kind of just you know, blows it all away. And this owner doesn't, he's never had skin in the game, so to speak, to he's been born into wealth. So it's a hobby for him. So
yeah. And again, if it's a hobby you don't enjoy, and if it's a hobby you don't make money at, someone will come along and take it from you. Hell, if I got to read about Bezos bidding on my Celtics, here, may I interest you in the Tigers? They're on the clearance rack. Here, Jeff,
yeah.
Float into town, yeah, on your spaceship. I don't care. I just want to win.
No, 100%, 100%. And the shame of it is, too, is I actually think now that there are some coaches in the minor leagues that actually are developing some hitters. I do actually believe that, which is you know, I mean, there was Travis Fryman and then what Curtis Granderson, I think, was the all-star gap in positional players. Pitchers, no problem at all.
No, I agree. You know, but ultimately, it has to lead to something. And any anger, it just is born of frustration of doing 10 years of radio without a playoff baseball team. And I do believe in my heart they could have made the playoffs this year had they approached this differently. And I don't really think it would have greatly altered their future. It wouldn't have hurt anyone. So if they're going to get hot towards the end, like they did last year, fine. But the pressure has to be ratcheted up by you, the customer. That's reality. All right, let's turn our attention to football. This will be Rico's chance to make fun of Dan Jones, and I'm here for it. So, David, hit the button.
I think it tells you I'm right. They're pushing the envelope. I'm going to watch this team. Can I just say pass?
In Football Today, brought to you by Hungry Howie's Flavored Crust Pizza.
Well, there is a lot of quarterback news out there. Some people being named starters.
Uh-huh.
Some people not being named starters. We'll start in New York. Let's start with Daniel Jones, because he looked like a rookie out there. He looked really, really bad.
Throw out of the end zone should be etched on his tombstone. And I don't even value preseason. But if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's in fact the duck. All Daniel Jones has done since walking in the league is be stupid. And whether he's got an ACL intact or a C7 vertebra cracked, he's stupid. And he continued to be stupid this weekend. So I hear, go ahead. Like, I'm going to defend it. I'm just glad he grew a beard so I don't have to, his face isn't completely blank.
David, I'm going to say three words when it comes to Daniel Jones this game, and especially that throw in the end zone. Mistakes were made.
That throw in the end zone is something a rookie doesn't do.
Mistakes were made.
Throw the ball away.
Take the safety. You know what? Seriously, take the safety because in that of time, two is actually greater than six.
Here's your
Instead of giving
question.
Up six, just give them two. And we'll hit the reset button.
Here's your critical question for Rico's receipts right now. Does Daniel Jones finish the season as the New York Giants starting quarterback?
No.
Yes, because I don't see who you have behind him.
Hard to start when you're in a wheelchair. I'll say no.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Because of injuries, or I thought he was just going to get pulled?
Because of anything. He blows or he's brittle. It doesn't matter.
If he's injuries, okay. But I'm thinking if he doesn't get injured, he's your quarterback. Because
is he?
Yeah. Just Tommy Cutlets. All right.
David?
In no way can it be Tommy Cutlets. No.
Okay.
Jesus, man.
All right.
All right, let's get to this. A couple people were just named starters for their team. One, Gardner Minshew. He was named QB1 for the Raiders.
It's a no-brainer. He led a team to the playoffs last year. He's gutsy. He's a leader. People follow him. And let's face it, your other option was Aiden O'Connell.
Hey, I was rooting for Aiden O'Connell.
Go to hell.
I thought that he was a fan favorite Oakland, in Las Vegas. They liked him because he was try-hard guy. And he fit the Raider mystique. And, you know, but yeah, in the end, I don't think it's going to matter because I think they're going to end up platooning both QBs throughout the season.
I think the Raiders could be a playoff team and Rico's on crack. Keep it going.
The other quarterback that was named a starter, and this was just minutes ago, Jaden Daniels was named a starter in Washington. Did they have any other choice?
I was going to say, who's the backup?
Exactly.
Are they going to bring back Mark Rippon?
I think the thing I get scared about for him is the weapons are great. The scheme is great with Kingsbury calling the plays. I'm just so scared that O-line's going to get him killed. He's built very slight. and Kingsbury is the king of zero, you know, zero protections. Jaden better have his shoe, his running shoes on, because that line is bad, and right. Kingsbury won't do anything to help him.
Now, what it could end up being, he could become this year's version of a Justin Fields, where he just doesn't have the talent around him. He has enough to win games, but he doesn't have the O-line. He doesn't have a lot of pieces around. He's fun to watch, a la Fields with the Bears, where he would have times where it's like, man, this guy's entertaining. If you just gave him this. But if you're the Commanders, you have nothing to lose. You might as well put him out there.
Well, let's get to it, because...
So what are you going to tell me next? Kansas City's decided on their starter?
Yeah, they have named QB Patrick Mahomes as their QB1. No, let's get
to
that.
I have breaking news, everyone. Live report from Ed Werder. The Dallas Cowboys have named Dak Prescott their starter. Anything else you'd like to tell us? Perhaps Caleb Williams is starting for the Bears.
I've heard that that may be happening for the Bears. Let's talk about Bo Nix before we get to my team. Nix was 8-for-9 for 80 yards and a touchdown in his two drives on Sunday. But more than that, he has led a 6 scoring drive in 7 possessions he's played. Why hasn't he been named the starter yet, though?
I think it's just to make him hungry, David. I think that he is the starter, whether you like it or not. It's one of those things that come day one, they want to make sure that they don't give them the pressure. But he's out, like, he's a grown man. He's got a family. He's got kids. Like, he can't afford
an AARP card.
He can't afford to fail. So that's why you're seeing him out there, because he's literally out there because I don't want to have to move my family every year to a different city because I'm a backup. I got a chance to win it now. I'm going to win this thing now. And I think he's in a good situation, because I think the coach knows I screwed up with Russell Wilson last year, and he's going to listen to me and do everything that I tell him to do. There is no ego with him.
And he's not a normal rookie, like Rico said. The guy's 38 years old. He's Tom Berenger in Major League.
He's not 38, but yes.
But he's their best option. He's mobile. He's smart. Peyton will try to, like, hand him 10 to 12 throws a game that are, like, cherry-picked. Here's the other thing. I could see a pathway. No, the Broncos aren't good. But with Javonte Williams and Audric Estime, there's the ability to pound the rock. Maybe they can set him up for some play action, some bootlegs, some RPO, and he could try to bump along. I mean, they're not a good football team, clearly.
I mean, to me, he appears smart enough to just throw the ball away. Don't do what Daniel Jones did. Throw it out of bounds. We'll punt the ball, and we'll live on for another series.
I love how he says, don't do what Daniel Jones did. Thank you.
This next question is for you, Rico, because I was a little confused about what your team decided to do in the preseason game. I know
you're Brock Purdy.
Yes. I know you're a fan of playing starters, but they had 3 main starters on the offensive line gone, no weapons there, and yet they still played him, and he didn't look good because of that.
Right. Now, I'm all about quarterbacks playing a couple series, and they did, but this was almost like a punishment. Like, Brock didn't bring donuts to the morning meeting, and it was like, okay, well, guess what? Now you're out there. And he was running for his life, and it was just like, Brock, just go down. And Chase Young made that game personal. Chase Young turned it into the NFC Championship game, and the winner goes to the Super Bowl. He was on Purdy from the first snap. So I was happy when he finally left the game, because it's not the, if you're going to play your starting quarterback, he has to have other starters out there and not third stringers.
So I'll close it out with this, because I did the...
But he didn't throw a pick in the end.
Oh, you didn't ask about Caleb.
I don't need to ask about Caleb. Caleb is Caleb. He looks good out there.
I hope that's my point. Is it something or nothing? You guys know how I feel about preseason ball. I'm asking you. Everybody talked about Caleb and how good he looked.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, is it something or nothing? Or were you just fixated on your godson, Rome?
Well, he did make a great catch.
Oh, congratulations.
The Giants could have had him.
Malik Nabers is fine. Will you just leave me alone?
I look at Caleb Williams, and he may be the person that I'm willing to go and say I was wrong about, that he may be able to actually get it done this season. I thought they were just anointing him a little too fast, but he looks like he can handle it. Now, I will say, you know, hot take or not, I think in the end, I like what Bo Nix is doing in Denver a little bit more, but Caleb is showing me he's going to be a big problem. long-term starting this year, but it's only going to get worse for this division and Lions.
See, what you just said made me change my thoughts now. Yes, while he looks good, nothing but vanilla defenses on the other side. So
here's the other thing. If you wanted a piece of real news that you can, if you're a Lions fan, value, the fact that the Patriots let Matthew Judon choose his next destination when two teams made the same offer, and he chose Atlanta and not Chicago, big win for the Lions. Because if you put Judon opposite Montez Sweat on that defense, and you got to face them twice versus an Atlanta team you may never see, you dodged a bullet.
You did.
He chose Atlanta, which I can't be mad at him. It's a playoff team. But wow.
And David, real quick, was it the ultimate sign of disrespect what the Kansas City Chiefs did?
Oh, the behind-the-back pass?
Yeah. Poor Vildor. He just can't catch a break. I mean, not only will we run this play against you, but...
He said Kelsey didn't run the right route. That's why he did it. I'm just telling you.
I know. I saw that, and he was like, and Kelsey was like, you know, I couldn't understand him. You know, the way he talked, it looked scripted. And it looked to me like a sign of, yeah, you can't stop us.
Wow, so Rico thinks that's disrespectful, but not the Vegas odds from last week.
Interesting there.
Okay, a behind-the-back pass.
I wonder if...
This isn't the Pistons out on the court. This is football, and they completed it. So as soon as I saw it, I was like, wow.
He's Michael Jordan. That's his game, man.
It is what it is, Rico. That is in football today.
No.
All right, let's turn our attention to football. This will be Rico's chance to make fun of Dan Jones, and I'm here for it. So, David, hit the button.
I think it tells you I'm right. They're pushing the envelope. I'm going to watch this team. Can I just say pass?
In football today, brought to you by Hungry Howie's Flavored Crust Pizza.
Well, there is a lot of quarterback news out there. People being named starters.
Uh-huh.
And people not being named starters. We'll start in New York. Let's start with Daniel Jones because he looked like a rookie out there. He looked really, really bad.
Throw out of the end zone should be etched on his tombstone. And I don't even value preseason. But if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's in fact a duck. All Daniel Jones has done since walking in the league is be stupid. And whether he's got an ACL intact or a C7 vertebra cracked, he's stupid. And he continued to be stupid this weekend. So I hear, go ahead. Like, I'm going to defend it? I'm just glad he grew a beard so I don't have to... His face isn't completely blank.
David, I'm going to say three words when it comes to Daniel Jones. This game. And especially that throw in the end zone. Mistakes were made.
That throw in the end zone is something a rookie doesn't do.
Mistakes were made.
Throw the ball away.
Take the safety. You know what? Seriously. Take the safety because in that of time, two is actually greater than six.
Here's your
Instead
critical
of giving
question.
Up six, just give them two and we'll hit the reset button.
Here's your critical question for Rico's receipts right now. Does Daniel Jones finish the season as the New York Giants starting quarterback?
No.
Yes, because I don't see who you have behind him.
Hard to start when you're in a wheelchair.
I'll say no. Oh, okay. No, okay. Because of injuries, or I thought he was just going to get pulled?
Because of anything. Or he's brittle. Doesn't matter.
If he's injuries, okay. But I'm saying if he doesn't get injured, he's your quarterback. Because...
Is he?
Yeah. Just Tommy Cutlets. All right.
David?
In no way can it be Tommy Cutlets. No.
Okay.
Jesus, man.
All right.
All right, let's get to this. A couple people were just named starters for their team. One, Gardner Minshew. He was named QB1 for the Raiders.
It's a no-brainer. He led a team to the playoffs last year. He's gutsy. He's a leader. People follow him. And let's face it, your other option was Aiden O'Connell.
Hey, I was rooting for Aiden O'Connell.
Go to hell.
I thought that he was a fan favorite Oakland, in Las Vegas. They liked him because... He was try-hard guy, and he fit the Raider mystique, and you know. But yeah, in the end, I don't think it's going to matter because I think they're going to end up platooning both QBs throughout the season.
I think the Raiders could be a playoff team, and Rico's on crack. Keep it going.
The other quarterback that was named a starter, and this was just minutes ago, Jaden Daniels was named a starter in Washington. Did they have any other choice?
I was going to say, who's the backup?
Exactly.
Are they going to bring back Mark Rippon?
I think the thing I get scared about for him is the weapons are great. The scheme is great with Kingsbury calling the plays. I'm just so scared that O-line's going to get him killed. He's built very slight, and Kingsbury is the king of zero protections. Mm-hmm. Jaden better have his running shoes on because that line is bad, and right. Kingsbury won't do anything to help him.
Now, what it could end up being, he could become this year's version of a Justin Fields where he just doesn't have the talent around him. He has enough to win games, but he doesn't have the O-line. He doesn't have a lot of pieces around. He's fun to watch, a la Fields with the Bears, where he would have times where it's like, man, this guy's entertaining. If you just gave him this. But if you're the Commanders, you have nothing to lose. You might as well put him out there.
Well, let's get to it because...
So what are you going to tell me next? Kansas City's decided on their starter?
Yeah, they have named QB Patrick Mahomes as their QB1. Let's get to that.
Breaking news, everyone. Live report from Ed Werder. The Dallas Cowboys have named Dak Prescott their starter. Anything else you'd like to tell us? Perhaps Caleb Williams is starting for the Bears.
I've heard that may be happening for the Bears. Let's talk about Bo Nix before we get to my team. Nix was 8-for-9 for 80 yards and a touchdown in his two drives on Sunday. But more than that, he has led a 6 scoring drive in 7 possessions he's played. Why hasn't he been named the starter yet, though?
I think it's just to make him hungry, David. I think that he is the starter, whether you like it or not. It's one of those things that come day one, they want to make sure that they don't give them the pressure. But he's out, like, he's a grown man. He's got a family. He's got kids. Like, he can't afford
to fail. He's got an AARP card.
He can't afford to fail. So that's why you're seeing him out there, because he's literally out there because I don't want to have to move my family every year to a different city because I'm a backup. I got a chance to win it now. I'm going to win this thing now. And I think he's in a good situation because I think the coach knows I screwed up with Russell Wilson last year, and he's going to listen to me and do everything that I tell him to do. There is no ego with him.
And he's not a normal rookie, like Rico said. The guy's 38 years old. He's Tom Berenger in Major League.
He's not 38, but yes.
But he's their best option. He's mobile. He's smart. Peyton will try to, like, hand him 10 to 12 throws a game that are, like, cherry-picked. Here's the other thing. I could see a pathway. No, the Broncos aren't good. But with Javonte Williams and Audric Estime, there's the ability to pound the rock. Maybe they can set him up for some play action, some bootlegs, some RPO, and he could try to bump along. I mean, they're not a good football team, clearly.
I mean, to me, he appears smart enough to just throw the ball away. Don't do what Daniel Jones did. Throw it out of bounds. We'll punt the ball, and we'll live on for another series.
I love how he says, don't do what Daniel Jones did. Thank you.
This next question is for you, Rico, because I was a little confused about what your team decided to do in the preseason game. I know
you're Brock Purdy.
Yes. I know you're a fan of playing starters, but they had 3 main starters on the offensive line gone, no weapons there, and yet they still played him, and he didn't look good because of that.
Right. Now, I'm all about quarterbacks playing a couple series, and they did, but this was almost like a punishment. Like, Brock didn't bring donuts to the morning meeting, and it was like, okay, well, guess what? Now you're out there. And he was running for his life, and it was just like, Brock, just go down. And Chase Young made that game personal. Chase Young turned it into the NFC Championship game, and the winner goes to the Super Bowl. He was on Purdy from the first snap. So I was happy when he finally left the game, because it's not the if you're going to play your starting quarterback, he has to have other starters out there and not third stringers.
So I'll close it out with this, because I did the...
But he didn't throw a pick in the end.
Oh, you didn't ask about Caleb.
I don't need to ask about Caleb. Caleb is Caleb. He looks good out there.
I hope that's my point. Is it something or nothing? You guys know how I feel about preseason ball. I'm asking you. Everybody talked about Caleb and how good he looked.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, is it something or nothing? Or were you just fixated on your godson, Rome?
Well, he did make a great catch.
Oh, congratulations.
The Giants could have had him.
Malik Nabers is fine. Will you just leave me alone?
I look at Caleb Williams, and he may be the person that I'm willing to go and say I was wrong about. that he may be able to actually get it done this season. I thought they were just anointing him a little too fast. But he looks like he can handle it. Now, I will say, you know, hot take or not, I think in the end, I like what Bo Nix is doing in Denver a little bit more. But Caleb is showing me he's going to be a big problem long term starting this year. But it's only going to get worse for this division and Lions.
See, what you just said made me change my thoughts now. Yes, while he looks good, nothing but vanilla defenses on the other side. So
here's the other thing. If you wanted a piece of real news that you can, if you're a Lions fan, value, the fact that the Patriots let Matthew Judon choose his next destination when two teams made the same offer, and he chose Atlanta and not Chicago, big win for the Lions. Because if you put Judon opposite Montez Sweat on that defense, and you got to face them twice versus an Atlanta team you may never see, you dodged a bullet.
You did.
He chose Atlanta, which I can't be mad at him. It's a playoff team. But wow.
And David, real quick, was it the ultimate sign of disrespect what the Kansas City Chiefs did?
Oh, the behind the back pass?
Yeah. Poor Vildor. He just can't catch a break. I mean, not only will we run this play against you, but
he said Kelce didn't run the right route. That's why he did it. I'm just telling you.
I know. I saw that, and he was like, and Kelce was like, you know, I couldn't understand him. You know, the way he talked, it looked scripted, and it looked to me like a sign of, yeah, you can't stop us.
Wow. So Rico thinks that's disrespectful, but not the Vegas odds from last week.
Interesting there.
Okay, a behind the back pass.
I wonder if
this. Yeah, right. This isn't the Pistons out on the court. This is football. And they completed it. So as soon as I saw it, I was like, wow.
He's Michael Jordan. Happened. That's his game, man.
It is what it is, Rico. That is in football today.
No. Okay. No. Calm down. No.